This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri in for Jane Lindholm. Burton Island is just off the southwest tip of St. Albans Point in Franklin County. Part of the Vermont State Park System, the island is reachable only by boat. Since the 18th century, Burton has been used as pasture for sheep and cows and as farmland growing beans and peas. Now the park is home to more than a dozen campsites and twice as many lean-tos, in addition to cabins, a bistro, and even a 100-slip marina. But remnants of the island's agricultural past can still be found in the landscape. Rusted farm equipment is woven into the meadows full of sweet-smelling bedstraw. A barn's cornerstone hidden beneath a new forest of twisted sumac trees, heavy with clusters of crimson-red seeds. At twilight on the summer solstice, VPR's Mary Engish took a night hike with a small group of campers headed into the woods to follow the island farm trail.
Hi, I'm Nate Poor, and I'm the interpreter at Burton Island State Park. I do programming for children and adults all week long, and on the weekends. We do fishing, we go on canoe and kayak tours, we learn how to start fires without accelerants, and we learn how to cook and clean fish over an open flame, all sorts of fun stuff. And in my regular life, I'm a high school science teacher.
I'm Rebecca Roy. I'm the Conservation Education Coordinator with Vermont State Parks. I work in Montpelier, and I coordinate the Park Interpreter Program, and I was delighted to come and take a break from the office to come out here to Burton Island and spend some time with everyone and spend some time with Nate exploring.
For our hike today, I brought some flashlights with red lenses on them because the red light won't destroy your night vision when you're hiking, but you can still see where you're going. You should avoid using regular lights. You can see more when you're using the red lights. You can get them at the hardware store. And you can also just get red cellophane and a rubber band and wrap it around your flashlight. Yeah. Ready to head into the woods?
Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
Young forest, and then we're going to end up in like a mature forest, so you can see that change. Those daytime animals are kind of settling in for the night right now. Mm-hmm. You can hear all the birds doing their kind of last songs of the evening time, and nocturnal animals are getting active. So while we're sleeping in our tents, these animals are out living life and being active. They have a difference in their eyes than what we have. We have receptors in our eyes, cell receptors that help us see. They're called rods and cones. There's two different kinds, and their name describes the shape that they have. And the rods are for nighttime vision. You can see in low light with them, but you can't see color. And then the cones are for daytime vision, but you need the light to see the color. So animals like raccoons have a lot more rods and less cones in their eyes, so they can see better at night. They can see the latch on the chicken coop. They can see the latch on your car.
A field that's no longer getting mowed reverts back to forest. It goes through all these regrowth stages. And sumac is one of the trees that comes in really, really quickly, and it's one of the first woody trees that comes in, and it's just thriving here on the island because this is its time. You know, you come back here in 50 years and you'll be hard-pressed to find much sumac.
The sound of the water ripping.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Champlain is such a unique feature in Vermont. This huge lake, it's 400 feet deep. Just, it's because we have Lake Champlain, we have some turtles that otherwise wouldn't live in New England, like the spiny softshell and map turtles. Georgia Shore folks are getting that last sun.
Sometimes when the sun is setting, you can just see across it shining on their windows, and sometimes it looks like there's a fire almost.
We've got all this bed straw. You can smell that. You'll see it in all the meadows around the island. Flowers that are white are usually pollinated by moths. And so they're white, so they stand out at night when moths are active. And they have a strong smell because that's what will attract the moth to that flower. Where colorful flowers are usually trying to attract bees and butterflies by that visual cue. So I want to stop at this marshy area. In preparation for this trip, I looked at what kinds of birds people have been seeing, and people have been seeing black-crowned night herons, and I thought we might be able to see some because during the day they roost in trees, and then as evening time comes along, they fly to the shore and fish at night. So they're nocturnal herons. Have you seen great blue herons before?
Yeah.
So they look similar, but they're a lot smaller. A great horned owl was spotted out here, probably flew over to eat rodents, which is their favorite food. Owls have adaptations that help them hunt at night because they're looking for rodents, which are pretty hard to find. Inside their feathers, they have really big ear slits. So even though they look like they have little tiny tufts, those aren't really their ears. Their ears are really big underneath the feathers, and so they have exceptional hearing, but they also have gigantic eyes, and I guess they're famous for that. Their eyes are huge. They can't see in color, but they can see really well at night, so they can listen and watch and swoop down and catch rodents with their talons. Have you ever seen in the evening time all kinds of bats coming out and flying around? It's been a long time since we've had big populations of bats. Usually there are at least a few around. Unfortunately, white nose syndrome has killed a lot of our bats. There are some that are immune to the fungus disease, and their populations are growing and will grow, but in our lifetime we probably won't see those big clouds of bats.
A plow.
Looks like a plow.
Yeah. When the island stopped being farmed, I guess it was easier to just leave it here. And now we mow around it every year so people can check it out.
Like very intense farming from the 1840s to the early 1900s. But yeah, there was some form of farming right up until the 50s or so.
Ooh. The family that used to farm here had children that were school age. And the kids would have to walk across the ice to go to school in the winter. And they would have to boat across in the liquid water months. Mm-hmm. And in the time in between ice and open water, they would have to stay on the mainland with some friends so that they wouldn't miss a single day of school.
Wow. Truancy was a very serious problem back then.
Yeah, you bet.
That's a lot of effort to get to school.
It is a lot of effort.
Cow.
Uphill both ways, I'm told.
Well, thank you for joining us on this hike.
That was a nice adventure.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah, really cool.
I love walking around at night. You're like a little kid sneaking out of the house.
Snuck out of the house.
Well, I mean, to go play kick the can or
tip the cows.
Good wholesome stuff.
That was VPR's Mary Angish and a group of campers on a Burton Island night hike just southwest of St. Albans.